All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Brooklyn Boxing Podcast. I am joined by Arnold Gonzalez. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I was checking out your background, of course. I think a young star in the making from New York, and you're out in LA now, but you know, your roots were in Harlem, correct?
100%. I was born and raised in New York, in Harlem specifically, and now, you know, just chasing the dream out here in LA. I found a good team out here and just trusting the process and, you know, taking it one fight at a time.
Yeah, I hear you. I was like, when I first was looking at your background, I saw Harlem, I immediately thought of Camacho, you know, with the recent documentary that came out on him.
Yeah.
He must have been, was he a guy for you, like, growing up that you were just like, man, that dude, like, he's the guy, right?
I like, heard of him a lot growing up, you know, but he was never really, like, someone I looked up to, but I completely, like, respected, like, because he's, you know, one of the greats to do it, and he grew up on El Barrio on the other side of Harlem. I'm on the west side of Harlem, but that has nothing to do with it, but, yeah, like, I knew who Camacho was, and
yeah, you want to follow what he did in the ring, but not so much out of it, obviously.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool. I don't know if you got to see any of the doc on him. It was pretty cool, though. I mean, he's a man. He was a great personality when he came back to Harlem after his big wins. He had the crazy outfits on and everything. Right. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see. But
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's cool just to see like old New York, you know, and him roaming around, and you know, he had star power. But yeah, definitely check that out. But to bounce back to you and your career, you know, you're starting boxing, and well, I should say is when you were in college, right? I mean, you kind of were faced with a big decision, right? To go all in on boxing, or you know, you were working on getting your criminal.
Yeah, so I had like an option to go to John Jay Criminal Justice College right there in New York, but I knew I would like have to prioritize something, and I just decided to prioritize the sport. And a lot of people, like, you know, they always tell you, oh, you should do both education and boxing and so and so. That's true, it's doable 100%, but I wanted to give 100% to something, like, you know, like not go 60% on education and then 40% on boxing. Like, if I'm going to dedicate myself to something, I'm going to do it. Education is always there. I can always go back to college. You know, of course you lose time and no one wants to lose time, but why not just give it your all and chase your dream?
Yeah. And that was like soon before making the jump to LA, correct?
Yes, correct.
And when you made that move over, obviously Wildcard Boxing Gym, like, extremely well known, and, you know, Freddie Roach, they got everyone over there. I'm sure walking through the doors right away, did you have immediate connection with those guys, or was that like, how did that come about, you jumping into that gym?
I was an instructor at a gym in Midtown Manhattan, 41st and Madison. Everybody fights. The owner of the gym and George Foreman III. I'm sure you know who George Foreman is. So his son III, yeah. I built a really good connection with him, and I've always like talked to him about, you know, turning pro eventually after my amateur career. And, you know, I remember Top Rank had a media day at the gym. Everybody fights, and I met Freddie Roach there. He had Machado fighting, the Southpaw Puerto Rican Machado fighting. So they were doing a media workout, and I got to chat with Freddie Roach there. And I told him, you know, like, I'm going to come out to your gym one day soon. No, I told him soon because I'm going to go pro and I'm going to give everyone work. Like, you know, just messing around, you know, and messing around, but being serious at the same time. Yeah. And he just like looked at me like, yeah, okay. Like, you know, cool. Nice to meet you, kid, you know, and kept it moving. He was busy. Then I spoke to George about it. And George, like, G3 flew me out to LA to get the experience, you know, at Wildcard Gym. It was just to get the experience at, you know, being at a world-class gym, sparring with like professional fighters and being around that environment. And I ended up impressing Freddie and a lot of the trainers that were there. and Pacquiao announced that he was gonna fight Broner and return to the wild card boxing gym to train with Freddie. So it just became a sparring partner for Pacquiao.
Yeah. You know? That's so crazy, right? I mean, that happened so fast. It was like you must have been like pinching yourself, right, when you first showed up.
It's crazy, like perfect timing, but also like hard work and just constantly being there in the gym and just showing up. I had bad days in sparring. I had very good days in sparring, but just keep showing up. Yeah. Once Pacquiao announced that he was coming back to wild card to train for the Broner fight, I was like, all right, you know, like I already had that in mind. I was like, I can spar Pacquiao for this fight. I just gotta make it happen. You know, I gotta do something about it. Take action. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I would love to hear more about the sparring itself, but I've heard Pacquiao is like a super, you know, of all the stars in boxing today, I've just heard like great things that he's just like a really down-to-earth, great guy. I'm sure, was that your impression too? Like right away, he's just kind of like brought you right into the team and like good atmosphere?
100%, yeah. He takes care of the people who are around him, you know, who help him. So he's very... He gives back a lot. I'm sure you know, like he, like with his country, he's a senator. Yeah. In the Philippines, he helps out a lot. But also his team, he takes care of everyone that's around him and everyone who's contributing in a good way. He makes sure you're good, you know. So he's such super humble person, and he's like an animal inside the ring.
Still at it, right? I mean, it's crazy. I think, like, you know, we can get into it in a minute about some of the fights that could be on the horizon for him, but. Right. But first of all, is that sparring, you know, that first time getting in there with Pacquiao, you know, just tell me about it. I mean, it must have been, how hard were you guys going? How many rounds? Like, were you surprised by what he was able to do? Like, what was that like?
Yeah. So I sparred him Christmas Day on 2018 for the first time.
And yeah, Christmas sparring?
Yeah, Christmas on, it was like around 12, 1-ish. Yeah. So it's crazy. I remember, you know, Freddie told me, like, show up to the gym an hour before Pacquiao gets here and get ready. So I did. Showed up, like, 2 hours before Pacquiao arrived. And I was ready, and I was, like, I was hyped. I was, like, I'm young. I'm about to turn pro. Pacquiao's just turned 40 years old. I think he was 39, 40 at that time. And I was, like, he's too old. Like, I'm about to put it on Pacquiao right now in front of everyone. Everyone was there in the gym. So I was confident. But as soon as Pacquiao walked in and walked through the door, like, his presence, I don't know if you ever met him, but his presence, just is the way he carries himself, like, just walks in. Like, he takes over any room that he walks into. And I was just, like, shit. I'm about to spar Pacquiao, you know, I'm about to get in there with Manny Pacquiao. And I grew up watching Pacquiao. So the first round, I remember it didn't go good. You know, he was landing a lot. I just couldn't, you just can't prepare for a style like that. Like, even in the amateurs, you don't see a style like Pacquiao style, because he's just so awkward. Like, he's just one of a kind. But
was it the way he started, like, blitzing in, or
just bouncing around, tapping his gloves, like hesitating and feigning even when he wasn't trying to feint. It's just a weird style. And then when he steps forward with his punches, he's off balance to someone else, but he's not off balance. But anyone looking like as a spectator, if you're in front of him, you're like, oh no, he's off balance. How is he gonna throw that shot? And he throws it and lands it. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Pacquiao, I mean, that must have been just an amazing experience, obviously. And, you know, I guess after the sparring session, like, were you, like, where was your head at after that? Were you just like, was it, I mean, you must have been really confident, right? I mean, just having that experience under your belt, being in there with a legend.
Right. Yeah, so 100%. So, like, my confidence went up. I was also sparring George Kambosos Jr. during the training camp. Kid from Australia, I think. Yeah, pretty solid fighter. So I was sparring, like, very good top competition, and I was ready. I was like, all right, good, I got the experience I wanted, you know, before my pro debut, and that went good. So, and I got invited back to the next camp as well. So it was it paid off. Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, you had some sparring with Pacquiao before your first pro fight, right? I mean, you must have been standing across your first opponent like, man, if I can get in there with Pacquiao, this is nothing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was still nervous, you know, because that definitely helps. That definitely helps. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So what's next for your pro career? Obviously, you're off to a great start with coronavirus, everything going on. You know, I'm sure there was probably, I'm sure you wish to be more active this year, but it is what it is. Everyone's dealing with it. But is there any, you know, upcoming stuff or, you know, announcements on the way?
I actually fought twice this year, which I'm grateful for, because a lot of fighters didn't fight at all. You know, I fought March 7th at the Barclays Center right before the pandemic happened and the corona and everything shut down. So I got lucky with that. And then I went over to Ecuador, Quito, and I had a fight out there, my fifth professional fight. And I'm actually going back January 30th. So I'm not fighting in Quito though, because the altitude in Quito is so high. When I went out there, I was like, shit. Like, it was hard to breathe, you know, after the first round. Like, the air is so heavy out there. Like, I won't do it again. Yeah. But I'm actually co-promoting this next event. Yeah. I'm actually working with a promoter out there, and, you know, and I've educated myself on the sport and a bit myself. So I'm taking some fighters from the States, and I'm co-promoting them my next show, and it'll be televised all through South America. Yeah.
That's awesome. Is it going to be on any streaming services too? I'd love to help you promote it when the time comes, you know?
Of course. Yeah. And it's on a network called Gala Vision, but it's obviously a Spanish channel, you know, Ecuadorian channel out there, but they're pretty big in South America. Obviously, we don't have them in the States, but we found that network to work with. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Make sure to send me that after the interview. I'll definitely check it out and push it out on my channel as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, you're obviously more active than most. And you definitely made the most of the year, and you got some big stuff coming up in January. So we're all excited to, I know I'm excited to follow that. And I think people after this interview, you know, will be excited to follow your career as well. But what do you think about, just to talk a little bit about, you know, some fights to come in the game today, maybe your thoughts on, you know, Spence's last performance against Garcia. And obviously I'm going to, your team Pacquiao, that could happen, Spence and Pacquiao. And what are your thoughts on that matchup stylistically, and just general opinion on that?
As far as the Pacquiao Spence and fight, Spence is a great fighter. He's dangerous and he's young. And after that accident, a lot of people thought that, you know, he won't come back and he'll be hurt and stuff, but an accident like that can, like, if you take it the right way, it makes you like stronger, you know, like, damn, I'm good after this accident. What is another man gonna do in front of me inside of a ring, you know? If he uses that mentality. But I wouldn't want to see Pacquiao and Spence fight. I don't think Pacquiao needs that fight, and it's just a dangerous fight for Pacquiao. Although I got Pacquiao winning, you know, like, I have to roll with Pacquiao, but I wouldn't want him to take that fight just because it's a dangerous fight. You know, there's no need for Pacquiao at 40 years old to go in there and put his body like through all of that. The Keith Thurman fight was a tough fight for Pacquiao as well. And I just feel like there's other fights that Spence could take out there, like the Crawford fight, Terrence Crawford fight, and
I think everyone's hoping for that matchup, you know. It's just like, it's tough, man, like with Crawford and Bob Arum, their relationship seems like it's going to shit. It's like, I don't really know what's going to happen there, you know.
But I'd love to see that fight, and I got Crawford winning that fight if they fight.
Yeah, I think I would ride with Crawford on that one as well. He just man, he looks so good against Kell Brook. I mean, he made work of him.
Yeah, man, like he's complete. That's the definition of a complete fighter, I think, for me, Crawford. Yeah.
So with Pacquiao too, I got another question for you. Maybe you could tell me if it's any truth to it. I heard some rumors that maybe his next fight, he wants it to be in the Philippines, outside, maybe a high profile type audience. I don't know. I heard some rumors about that. Is that where you think it's trending? He wants to do it in the Philippines.
I've heard of it. I'm actually very close, and I work with Pacquiao's business advisor, Sean Gibbons. And, you know, like, I can't say everything, but I'm sure, yeah, they're working on something, you know, for his next fight, something exciting.
That would be very, very exciting to see that happen. I mean, obviously they love him over there. He's like the king of the Philippines, you know, like
he's the god over there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, man, boxing needs events like that, you know. It's like Thrill in Manila round two, you know, with Pacquiao over there fighting outside. So hopefully that does happen.
Right. That would be amazing.
So what do you think about, I'll wrap up here with a couple more questions just about some fights coming up. I just would love your kind of opinion on it. You know, obviously there's a lot of movement right now going on in the heavyweight division. We got Joshua fighting this weekend against Pulev. Seems like Deontay Wilder and Fury aren't going to be doing the trilogy. I guess if you could give me one guy who stands out at the top, you know, who would that be? Say they all fight each other the next 2 years. Who do you think the last man standing is in that division?
In the heavyweight division. I think I'm not a fan of him, but I just watching him box Tyson Fury. Like, he's, for a big guy, that man can move. Yeah. That man can move. He can feign. And he just, the heart that he showed on the first fight against Wilder, like, you can't teach something like that. You know, getting up from a knockdown, like two knockdowns like that. Mm-hmm. He got knocked down twice, right? Or three times. I think it was two times. Yeah.
I think it was two times. The first knockdown was like not as devastating, like kind of clipped him. And then, man, that last one, I mean, it's just like,
I was like, done. That's it. It's over. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was really, I mean, I can't remember. I mean, in the last, that had to be maybe the biggest moment, like, to me in boxing in the last, like, 10 years, maybe, like, maybe right. More. Like, I don't know. I mean, it was just like the way he got up, it was like, this is, I mean, that's a movie. It was a movie. Yeah.
I was there live. I was on.
Oh, the you were? Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. That was the first time I came out to LA.
Wow.
And Fury was at Wild Card with Freddie Roach. So I got, they like took me to the fight and I was there watching that live.
The crowd must have been crazy, right?
Insane. It was insane. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you thought he was out, right? I mean, when he got
it. Like, it's over. That's it. I turned around. I was looking at everyone. I was like, everyone was celebrating. Then he just gets up. You know? You see everyone just point at the ring like.
He's alive. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. That is crazy. That is really crazy. But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming on, getting to know you a little bit. I'm excited to check out, you know, your next fight that you're helping to promote some other guys too in Ecuador. And, you know, if you want to tell guys or everyone listening, you know, where to follow you on Instagram and maybe, you know, some more about how to watch when that comes up.
Of course. So I keep everyone updated on my Instagram. It's my name, arnoldgonzalez.ag. And I'll be posting details about, you know, where to stream my fight, how to watch my fight, and just updating everyone. And Facebook, Arnold Gonzalez, Twitter. I don't have a Twitter. I should make one.
Sweet, man. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Everyone watching, make sure to subscribe at the Pod Matrix on YouTube. Follow me at Brooklyn Boxing Podcast on Instagram. Arnold, appreciate this. This will be out soon, and can't wait for all you guys to see it.
Thank you, Pat.